Psychedelic Radio.
This is Relic Radio Sci-Fi, old-time radio, science fiction stories from RelicRadio.com. Welcome back to Relic Radio Science Fiction. Thanks for joining me this Monday. We'll go back to June 25th, 1979 for an episode from the CBS Radio Mystery Theater this week. Here's Mission from Zython.
I'm your host, E.G. Marshall. Ahead of us, walking uncertainly, is a person groping for the explanation to a vivid encounter with an apparition, or to precognition, ESP. The winter wind sweeps across the snow-covered Iowa prairies. Sergeant Small and Private Denny Malloy are on patrol a few miles from their army base.
Ben, look, a barn! Well, let's get out of this wind before we freeze to death. My hands are numb.
Yeah, mine too. Anyway, that thing's probably buried in the snow.
Yeah.
Push the side door. Okay. I'll close it.
Oh, man. We could have died out there.
Drop your rifles.
Oh, no way.
The guy from space.
Our mystery story, Mission from Zython, was written especially for the Mystery Theater by Roy Windsor and stars John Beale. It is sponsored in part by Contact, the 12-hour cold capsule, and ARM, allergy relief medicine. I'll be back shortly with Act One.
Take your Contact, take it now, give your cold to Contact.
I'm going to change your mind about nighttime cold medicine. You see, of all major medicines, only one works up to 12 hours against the cloggy virus symptoms that keep you awake. Only Contact. One capsule's relief stays with you all through a long night's sleep, no matter what cold virus attacks. Only Contact.
Keep your cold to Contact.
Take only as directed.
CBS TV celebrates the people of America.
There may be some hard times, but it only makes us stronger. We're generations with a dream to share. There's so much excitement because we're always moving. Look around, you'll see it everywhere. Good looking, good America. Oh, 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 you're looking good.
Engineers and managers, concerned about productivity, then plan to attend an important one-day Hewlett-Packard conference on improving productivity, June 28th and 29th at the Marriott O'Hare Hotel. Included are seminars and exhibits on computers and electronic instruments used in design, manufacturing, and business. Admission is free. Hewlett-Packard Conference, June 28th and 29th at 8:30 a.m., the Marriott O'Hare. Register at the door or call Rob Harris weekdays at 255-9800. That's 255-9800.
Unexplained fascinates us. We're a little afraid of the mysterious, but you can't shrug off the strange experiences that many reliable persons have and are willing to disclose. One such experience is the eyewitness accounts of spaceships recently seen over Australia by Air Force pilots. Alien spaceships? Fireball meteors? Which? One winter night, John Bergstrom, an Iowa farmer, looks through his parlor window toward Timkenville.
Well, what is it, Pa?
Hurry up, bring your camera. You got it handy?
Well, sure. What's the matter? What is it?
Look, do you see what I see?
I'll be doggone, a UFO.
Well, it sure ain't a helicopter from the Army base. It's green and shaped like a saucer. How can it hang there in this gale without moving?
Those white lights along its side must be like portholes.
I'd better telephone the base.
Yeah, Pa, wait. Look now.
What the Sam Hill?
Something's being lowered from the ship. Wow, look at the wind take that rope or ladder.
It's a figure of some kind. Open the door and take your pictures from the porch. I'll make the call.
It's sharp as a knife. F-stop. Focus. Infinity. That's it.
Ralph, inside. Did you get a picture?
A couple. I'll shoot some more from my bedroom window. What about the Army?
They'll investigate.
You got your shotgun handy?
I sure have. They lowered something from the ship.
It might head for the house. You better be careful, Paul.
Take your pictures. Then cover me with the rifle from the staircase. Remove the film from your camera and hide it.
But I've got 10 more shots.
Well, get them. If they saw you taking pictures, they may want them destroyed. Upstairs now. Stay out of the way.
Hey, Sarge.
Yeah, what is it, kid?
Look at this radar screen.
Huh? Oh, yeah.
It's been clear since I came on duty. Nothing. Nothing's flying in this weather. Blizzard conditions. And then this.
It looks like a
donut.
Yeah. What about the television monitors?
Clear. Nothing's moving around the silos.
I'll notify Major Lewis.
I can't explain it. That circular thing just hangs there in that one spot.
Huh? Where is it?
The scanning beam establishes the spot at 100 feet above Timkenville. That's not a firebomb meteor. They move and fast. Oh, nothing can fly in weather like this.
Yes, till you never know, kid. Stay alert. I'll be back.
I don't suppose I have a choice, Sergeant.
Sir?
Yeah, you report that Malloy saw a donut-like thing on his radar screen.
Yeah, Major, I saw it myself, just hanging there.
Mm-hmm. Is he a science fiction addict?
No, sir, he's a highly trained electronics engineer graduating
so
from...
So he didn't jump to the conclusion that the donut was a spaceship?
Well, he didn't say.
And you, Sergeant?
I'd just as soon not say, Major.
That means you've said it. You believe in that nonsense. So does some farmer who telephoned a few minutes ago. John Bergstrom claims that he and his son saw and photographed a spaceship which hung in the sky a quarter mile from their farmhouse. He'd better investigate.
Yes, sir. I'll take Private Malloy with me, if that's okay.
Ask Simpkins to replace him in control. Return with the film.
The fresh air will do you good.
Oh, I'll freeze to death. I'm a Florida boy. Winter in Iowa is my idea of the pits. Oh, this is unreal, Sarge. Spaceship.
Why not, kid? It could be.
Could not be. Where are we going?
Some farmer named Bergstrom, not far from Timkenville.
I told you to stay upstairs.
Something's approaching the house. I could make him out pretty well through the telescopic lens.
You got pictures of him?
I hope so. It's a man's figure, but short. A kind of narrow head, skinny arms and legs, and he's brown. I don't think he wears any clothing. Big eyes, and they kind of glow around the edges.
Go back upstairs and unload your camera. Go on now.
Okay. I have my rifle at the ready.
Just keep me covered. If he makes a move toward me, I'll fire.
Pa! He's reached the porch. Switch on the light and let him in.
Might as well. Hello. Come on in.
I am Rotar from the planet Zyton.
What? What can I do for you, Rotar?
You do not believe me.
Well, I can't say I believe anything I've seen in the last half hour, but that's all right. Maybe it's a nightmare. Sometimes I fall asleep.
It is not a nightmare. It is real. You saw us in the sky.
Well, pretty hard to miss. The glowing green saucer hanging 100 feet above the ground.
You took pictures of the ship. I must have them. It is evidence. We saw you pointing the camera at us.
Evidence of what?
My mission. It is secret. It must be carried out.
Well, that depends on what the mission is. I don't know if you come in peace or if you're here to destroy.
It makes no difference. The people of Earth will soon find out. I will have the camera now.
This is a shotgun, Rotar. If I press the trigger ever so gently, I could blow you to smithereens.
You are wrong. The people of Zython can withstand gunfire, heat, and cold. We are indestructible. You will give me the camera, or I will attack.
With what?
With this.
Dirty,
you cannot harm me. Zythons can generate an energy of high voltage enough to kill. This man will recover. I have come for the camera. Bring it to me.
Do what he says, Ralph. It was a clever trick, Rotar. You paralyzed me.
A warning shock. I could have killed you. We are a peaceful people. We do not harm. Unless we are threatened.
Here's the camera.
Thank you.
Where are you going now?
To carry out my mission.
Yeah, I reckon that's the place. The lights are on.
Well, this sun's blowing 50 miles an hour.
Yep. Look. Hop out, Dunny.
Whoa. That wind.
Stay close. Put your head down.
Oh, the Major ought to be reported for sending us out this kind of weather.
All right, tough belly again. Watch those drifts on the porch.
Come in. Come in.
Oh, feels good in here. Hi.
Hi.
I'm Sergeant Small. This is Private Malloy.
Oh, I'll boil some water for tea.
Thanks for coming over, Sergeant.
You reported to Major Lewis that you saw a spaceship hovering overhead?
We saw more than that. You missed him by 10 minutes.
Him?
Yeah, a spaceman named Rotar. They lowered him from the ship and he came here.
On the level?
Word of honor.
A little brown man, all skin, no clothes. Paul had his shotgun ready, but when he started to raise it...
This creature mowed me down.
With what?
Oh, some kind of electric charge. In an instant, his eyes glowed, and there was a buzzing sound, and I toppled over. I still feel kind of funny from it.
Yeah, then what?
You believe that, Sarge?
Go on, Mr. Perks.
Well, then he left to carry out his mission. He just walked out into the night.
Well, he's got to be dead. It's way below zero out there, and you can't see 50 feet. And he was naked?
That's right.
You said your son took pictures of the spaceship.
Yeah, I did. Let me get them for you.
That's what the little man wanted, the pictures. I told Ralph to unload the camera and hide the film, but Rotar walked off with the camera.
What's bugging me is this Rotar's mission. Project Counter-Strike is one of the highest security bases, the silos and their atomic warheads. I better telephone the Major.
Phone's next to that easy chair.
Yeah, I see it.
You have tough winters out here, Mr. Bergstrom.
Yeah, you get used to them. And the snow is nature's fertilizer.
Warming up, Mr. Malloy? I'm Ralph.
I'll live. Thank you, Ralph.
Here's the film.
I'll give it to the sergeant when he's off the phone. You know, I never believed in UFOs.
Well, neither have I, but Ralph does. And after tonight, I'm convinced.
You really saw a flying saucer? And a creature named Rotar came to the house and was right in this room?
Yeah. You explain it. We can't.
The Major says we have to report in, Denny.
Well, here's the film, Sergeant. I shot about 10 exposures. I think you'll get a few good prints. Rotar swiped the camera.
Well, we'll replace it, I promise. Okay, Denny, back to the Jeep.
How are you, Pa?
Oh, I'm okay.
I felt a little shaky after being blasted, but I'm all right now. Lock up, and we'll get a good night's rest.
Kind of spooky with that Rotar wandering around out there.
Well, maybe he took off again in the spaceship. It disappeared right after he left us. I can't imagine him wandering around in the snow. But that's your mother. Hello?
Major Lewis, Mr. Bergstrom.
Oh, yes, Major. Thanks for sending those two soldiers.
Yes, are they still there?
No, they left about a half an hour ago.
I see. Did Sergeant Small get the film?
Yeah, he's got it. Is anything wrong?
We don't know. But don't be alarmed if I send a patrol into the area.
Well, something is wrong, then.
Yes. Our electrical circuits have failed.
Oh, I see.
Mr. Bergstrom, can you explain it? We can't.
Ask Sergeant Small. He knows our story. And you can draw your own conclusions.
About 5 years ago, something from outer space buzzed an Army helicopter and nearly caused the death of four crewmen. It happened over Mansfield, Ohio. The pilot noticed a strange red light to his east. It approached with great speed. The pilot put his plane into a dive. The UFO stopped overhead and bathed the plane in green light. Then the spaceship sped away. The helicopter's instruments malfunctioned. The radio went dead. And the craft was trapped in an anti-gravity vortex and rose thousands of feet into the sky. All this was attested to by the crew. Fiction? I'll continue shortly with Act Two.
No one cooks but me, so no one's in the kitchen. No one sees the baggage.
Mrs. Donna Doinek talks about buying food that's sure to please her family.
When I buy Kraft macaroni and cheese, I know that it's something that we're going to be satisfied with. My family doesn't know what I put on the table. I mean, they see it in the bowl and they see it on their plate, and the only way they tell the difference is when they put it in their mouth. It just so happens that they've always been satisfied with Kraft.
Kraft macaroni and cheese dinner. You know they're going to like it.
I'm not at all old-fashioned, except about my thirst. Cause when I need refreshment, old-fashioned taste comes first. One thing I can depend on, when I get parched and dry, the taste of good old-fashioned lemonade, bright in country time. Country time, country time. It's like that good old-fashioned lemonade.
Not too tart, not too sweet, with natural lemon flavor. Country time lemonade flavored drink.
Tastes like that good old-fashioned lemonade.
Take a time out, Chicago. A Delta time out. Delta has more times out of Chicago and into Birmingham than any other airline. Eight in all, with an early evening nonstop. And in New Orleans, Delta has over a dozen times out of Chicago. The most flights and the most nonstops. Going to Houston, again, you've got more than a dozen times out of Chicago on Delta. With four nonstops and the only wide ride TriStar. What's more, you can fly to all three places on Delta Super Saver fares. And save 30 to 50% off regular day tourists. But remember, there are some restrictions and seats are limited. For Birmingham, New Orleans, Houston, Jacksonville too, call Delta or your travel agent now and take a time out. A Delta time out.
To me, that not to admit the possibility of ships from outer space is unreasonable. Don't forget that mankind once thought the Earth was flat. Civilization is really very young. Mistaken beliefs are replaced only after great personal suffering by theories that now are accepted as truth. Isn't it reasonable, then, to admit the possibility, just the possibility, mind you, of ships and their crews from outer space? Sergeant Small and Private Dennis Malloy have reported to Lieutenant Lewis in Central Control.
Unbelievable. This film cassette holds the secret. I want it developed at once. Guard it with your lives, understand?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Let me explain why we're operating by candlelight.
I was wondering about that, Major.
That little playmate of the Bergstroms, it... No, I simply cannot bring myself to believe it. Sergeant, Mr. Bergstrom was knocked down by an electrical charge, a blast of electricity that came from this creature's eyes. How does that sound when I say it?
Crazy, sir.
Thank you, Malone. And now our electricity has gone out. No explanation. Even the emergency generator broke down. We don't know the cause. Unless it's this rotor who's short-circuited the entire base. What is this mission of his? Did he tell Bergstrom?
No, sir. Only that his people on Zython are peaceable and don't use force unless they're threatened.
Well, who's threatening them? Not us. We don't even know who they are, if they exist. And we're on alert. General Hall has ordered patrols for the countryside within a 10-mile radius. They're on their way. Sergeant, I want you and Malloy to return to the Bergstroms.
Yes, sir.
This Rotar might return to the farmhouse when he discovers that we have the film. If he does, capture him.
But guns don't...
I realize that. Wear your insulated suits and helmets. They deflect electricity. Then, overpower the devil. Clear?
Yes, sir.
Well, at least the walkie-talkie still works. Lewis, go ahead.
Colonel Dawson, Major. Get a message through to Washington immediately. I know our power is gone. I don't know how far the cutoff extends. Half state, maybe. Send a plane and order the pilot to get the message through. This is an emergency. The guards in our underground installations were knocked out. I don't know how. And our manuals and diagrammatics have been stolen. Act at once. Acknowledge.
Yes, Colonel. I'm on the double. Over. That's a catastrophe. On your way, Sergeant. It's that little monster. I want him captured and destroyed.
Oh, did you get stuck in the snow?
I know, sir. We've been back to the base. When did you lose your electricity?
Half an hour ago. But we always have a supply of candles. What's going on, Sergeant? Wires down?
I don't think so. It's more serious than that. Your visitor zonked the guards in our underground installation.
What? What about the warheads?
Well, I don't know. We got patrols searching everywhere for this, Rotar. We gotta bring him in. He might come back here. That's why we've been sent back.
Bring him in? How? He blasted me.
That's why we're wearing these protective jumpsuits. And we have special headgear with a thick band of transparent material across the eyes. Nothing we know of can get through it, not even electricity. We'll jump this Rotar and tie him up.
Why would he come back here, Sergeant?
Looking for the film.
I see. If he finds out that it's been removed from the camera...
There's a roll of film in the camera, Paul. After I hid the roll I shot, I loaded the camera again.
Smart. Good boy.
We are in danger. I think we ought to get out of here and go to the Army base.
No, you can't make it, Mr. Bergstrom. It's a howling mess outside.
Oh, the snowmobile will get us there.
What I'd advise...
No, you worry about this nut from space. Let us worry about the snow. Where's your sidekick?
In a Jeep, keeping his eyes open. We can try to drive you down to your barn.
Well, we keep the snowmobile in the shed behind the house. In this kind of weather, it's the only way to get to the cattle. Get your gear, Ralph, and warm her up. I'll be with you in 5 minutes. If you want to stay here, son.
No. You put out the candles. Oh, and will you leave the front door unlocked? We may come back.
Okay inside?
Yeah, they're leaving for the base.
How? They got wings?
Snowmobile. Sergeant Small. Sergeant Small to base. Message for Major Lewis. Get this now. Bergstrom and his son are heading for the base. They're on a snowmobile. I'll explain later. That's all.
Well, now what, Sarge? Do we stay here? If we do, let's go inside the house. Why freeze to death in the Jeep?
Wait a minute. Hey, look over there, Denny.
Oh, there's a glow in the sky. Well, maybe we got the electricity back at the base.
The phones, too. Come on inside. I'll try to reach the Major. They left the door to the house unlocked.
Oh, just so it's warm.
This light.
Hey, the light's on, so power's been restored.
Ooh, hey.
Sergeant?
Oh, yes, sir.
What's this about the Bergstroms? They're coming here?
That's right, Major. The father's worried that Rotar might return and kill them.
But you're there to prevent that.
Yes, sir, but they wanted to clear out. It's all right, sir. They're out of danger.
Any other opinion, Sergeant?
Oh, sorry, sir. Do we stay here?
Keep a sharp lookout. Unless you see something, stay in the house.
How about the roll of film?
It's being developed. I should have prints in a few minutes.
I wonder where that Rotar could be.
Well, look at it from his point of view. He stole all the information about the silos and the atomic warhead. I mean, that's what he wanted.
Yeah, but why? I'd like to know why.
That's what he came for. So once he got the stuff, he'd take off. Maybe he has. How would we know with the radar out?
No, I think he's still hanging around. He wants that roll of film.
Oh, but why? What good can it do us?
Look, if Ralph got some sharp pictures, no one's going to doubt UFOs anymore. We'll have to admit there's life on other planets out there. And that's going to change our thinking about defense and retaliation. Would be a whole new world. Rotar knows that. If he can destroy the film, though, what's happened tonight is just another newspaper story. Interesting reading, but so what?
So then this character will go after the base headquarters.
After he gets the Bergstroms. And us, you and me.
So meantime, he's just hiding out. Is that what you think?
Sure. He's in no danger until he shows himself.
So, you expect a visitor?
Yeah, I do. I think we'd better turn off the lights and wait.
You're Bergstrom? Come in.
I'm John Bergstrom. It's my son, Ralph.
I gave orders for you to stay in your house.
No one orders me around, Major. If you're going to take that tone with me, we'll move on to a friend's house.
Calm down, Mr. Bergstrom. I'm on edge. I'm sorry. This has been a catastrophe.
You're dealing with an unknown force. I didn't believe there was such a thing as a UFO, but I do now. The pictures will prove it. Have they been developed?
Yeah. I received them just before you came in. Take a look.
Excellent. Look at this one. The spaceship. And Rotar at the end of the ladder. Oh, the color's fine, Ralph.
Yeah, those slanted streaks are snow line.
Whoa, this one's marvelous. Rotar.
Yeah, I shot that one from the bedroom window upstairs.
Well, I'm mighty glad we have a record of what happened.
We thought Project Counterstrike was impregnable. Then one creature from outer space flashes his eyes and we're overcome. The implications are terrifying.
Well, my house is still Rotar's target, Major.
Small and Malloy are on guard there, and Rotar can't blast them with electricity. Oh, he can, but they're protected. They'll bring him in.
And if they don't?
Then he'll come here. But we're ready for him. Unless he's got tricks up his sleeve, we can't guess. This proof of other life in the universe is cataclysmic. Life as we know it is over. Existence becomes a whole new ballgame.
What did Lewis have to report, Sarge?
The pictures Ralph took confirm what the Bergstroms saw. Great pictures. Oh, and the Major said there's a blip on the radar screen.
The UFO?
Might be. We better get outside.
Maybe the ship is coming to pick up Rotar.
I'd say that was a good guess. Come on, kid.
Wait. Huh? I see something. Up there, in the sky to the east.
Yeah. Hey, that's it, kid. Just the way Bergstrom described it, like a saucer, green and glowing. Yeah. Hey, it's coming closer.
About a mile away and still coming.
It's coming toward the house.
Oh, look at that cone of white light shining on the barn.
Well, let's get down there, Danny. Run! Come on!
The thing's just hovering up there. Now more than 100 feet above the ground.
Yeah, but something's being lowered.
Oh, what is it, a rope or a ladder?
It is a rescue ship.
Hey, there's
Jesus!
You okay, kid?
Yeah, yeah, I'm okay. Oh, I hope our gear protects us.
Come on, we're almost there.
I can't run much farther, Sarge.
Come on. Get the door. Get him. Hang in there, kid.
He must be in here, Sarge.
Yeah. Yeah. Now to find him. He could set the barn on fire, you know. Hold it now. Just let's catch our breath.
Yeah.
Get the flashlight.
You want me to try the loft?
No, we stay together. Now look, those are milking stalls. He might be in one of them.
How would he get out, Sarge? I mean, you're a country boy.
There's a number of ways. The barn doors, the side door from the hayloft. Just keep your flashlight on the barn door. I'm going up into that loft.
Well, you said we'd stick together.
No, good. We double our chances if we separate. We're not that far apart. Just shoot your light at the doors, back and forth.
But he might be armed, Sarge. The gear's no good against the pitchfork.
Right. Now, where are you, friend Rotar?
Hey! He's here, Daddy! Come on up!
Oh, that's blind! You all right, Sarge?
Yeah, so far. Come here, you little monster.
You will force me to kill you by fire.
Oh, no, you won't, Rotar.
I got him.
All right, I'll cover his eyes with my arm. He's strong.
Hold him on the head. I'll turn him over. Oh, there. He's on his stomach.
Okay, I can hold him down alone. Look for some rope, Danny, down below.
There's some there behind the hay.
Okay, get it. We'll tie him up. What we got to worry about are his eyes.
Look, take off your jacket and tie it around his head.
Yeah, that's a good idea. That should take care of the electricity.
Hey, Sarge, he's saying something.
I don't want to hear it. We got him. Now, let's lower him to the barn floor, and then I'll notify the major.
Mission accomplished, but there is much more to come. We still do not know why Rotar has come to Earth. What was his mission? Although the report of a UFO sighting over Ohio a few years ago is one of the best on record, it is only one among many reported. Since 1948, there have been reports of pilots experiencing close collisions with ships from outer space. The subject cannot be dismissed as fiction. I will return shortly with Act 3.
A better way to sleep, the Perfect Sleeper by Serta. Every Perfect Sleeper, from the Signature Watch to the Avanti with Pillow Soft Top, gives you firmness that feels good. Firm, deep support for your back and luxurious comfort on top for you. See your Serta dealer soon.
It's a good feeling to sleep the night away on a Perfect Sleeper by Serta. Serta, the Perfect Sleeper by a Perfect Sleeper, Perfect Sleeper by Serta.
It's Northwest Federal Savings Time. We've got more time for you.
At Northwest Federal, that means more hours, more convenience, and more gifts for savers. Right now, you can choose from 23 fabulous gifts just for saving at Northwest Federal. You'll find a terrific selection from a West Bend skillet to a Sunbeam clock, from an Oster blender to a Black & Decker sander. There are summer fun items, too, like the colorful Beach Bum lounging quilt or the comfortable Coleman sleeping bag. Come on in to Northwest Federal, including their new Skokie Savings Center, to choose your gift. One gift per family, free or at greatly reduced prices, when you deposit $250 or more. But hurry, the offer is good for a limited time only. Come see the selection. Just one more example of how Northwest Federal does more for you.
It's Northwest Federal Savings Time. We've got more time.
This is WVBM Chicago.
There's a priest in Canada who's an expert in computers and communications. He argues that we face a cultural shock when human beings first encounter the mathematically certain existence of extraterrestrials. Their intelligence might be as far beyond ours as ours is beyond that of the chimpanzee. Incredible? Is the visit of Rotar from Zython really beyond belief? Back in Mr. Bergstrom's farmhouse.
Okay. Now, lay him on his stomach on the couch.
Should I unwrap his head? I still have my protective gear.
Okay, kid, but if you sit him up, don't let him face me at the phone. I don't want to get blasted. I'll call the base. Check those bindings. We don't want him to get loose.
How's that, spaceman?
Thank you. You may remove your helmet.
Oh, no, I don't think so. You know, you got the entire government in turmoil.
Unless you release me, your government will be destroyed.
Uh-huh.
We did not anticipate insulation. Without it, you would be vulnerable. Electricity is our principal weapon, but we have others.
Why'd you come here, Rotar?
It is the most destructive place on Earth.
The silos in the warhead? Is that it?
I will explain to your commander, unless I escape first. My ship will know what to do.
In the barn, you said that you'd set us on fire.
I could, but the cattle would have been killed. On Zython, we are not cruel. Humans are. It is characteristic of a primitive society.
You sort of look like a human being, Rotar.
We are smaller and indestructible and much more intelligent.
Don't you die?
At an appointed time, our lifespan is allotted. Until it ends, we remain unchanged.
What's this mission of yours?
I will reveal it to your commander. Now, how do you propose to remove me from this farmhouse without retaliation from my ship?
Well, that's a point. I don't know. I'll leave it to my command.
Okay, cover his head, Denny. We're taking him back to the base.
You will never reach it.
His spaceship's hanging over us somewhere in the sky, Sarge.
Well, we'll have to chance it. It's still snowing. That's good cover.
Yeah, but if they see the jeep moving towards the base...
Maybe they don't know we're here because we went to the barn and back on foot. And how... Hey, wait a minute. I got an idea. Let me try it on the Major.
Come to spend the night here on base, Mr. Bergstrom.
Well, thank you, but we have to get home to the cattle. The cows can't milk themselves. We should have been in bed an hour ago. We're up at 4.
What happens now, Major?
Well, we question Rotar. Small and Malloy are bringing him to the base.
I'd like to hear what he has to say about that mission he's on.
So would I. Stick around if you want to.
I'd like to, Pa.
Oh, excuse me. Major Lewis speaking.
Yes, sir. Sergeant Small here.
Yes, Sergeant.
We got a problem. Rotar said if we take him to the base and the jeep, we'll never get there. That the spaceship will attack and free him.
Well, nothing shows on the radar screen.
I have a suggestion, sir.
Let's hear it, Sergeant.
Well, we have snowmobiles on the base. They're small, and in the snow, they'd be hard to track. If you'd send out a few...
Excellent, Sergeant. Right away. We'll watch the screen. Keep an eye on the sky. They might try to land another Rotar. And one is enough. Yeah, we're bringing him in a snowmobile. Excuse me. I'll be right back.
Maybe I should lead them to the house, Pa.
Oh, we've done enough.
One little man from space and Project Counter-Strike is out of business. I'm sure glad I got those pictures.
I am, too. Otherwise, we'd be locked up.
Yeah. Watch the radar screen, Ralph. There. See those streaks in the right-hand corner? The snowmobiles.
Well, they managed to reach my house easily enough.
They're returning, and I don't see anything else on the screen. They should be here in a few minutes.
Uh-oh. What's that way up in the right corner of the screen?
It's a donut-shaped thing. Why, that's the ship.
The streaks are returning from my house.
The ship's just standing still. I don't think it's seen the snowmobiles.
What's that cone of light in the center of the screen?
Well, that's the beam we saw, Pa. It lighted up half an acre.
The snowmobiles have reached the base.
What are you doing, Major?
I'm putting on my insulated gear and helmet. You'd better do the same.
Rotar won't harm us. We're no threat to him. You are.
Have it your own way. I warned you, Mr. Bergstrom. Ralph?
No, Pa's right. No, thank you. I'll stay the way I am.
We made it, Major.
Bring him here into the ready room. Put him down. Put him down. Good work, gentlemen.
I want me to remove the ropes.
After you lock the door.
Hey, Ralph, put on the insulated gear.
Oh, Rotar won't harm us, Danny.
You are right, young man. I will not harm anyone now. You will hear about my mission. Then you will release me. If you do not release me, Earth will be devastated. Are you the commander?
I'm in charge of security or my responsibility.
You know who I am. I am Rotar from the planet Zython.
And where is that?
It is an island universe like Earth and within the Milky Way.
Mm-hmm. You expect me to believe that?
Then explain to me your own way.
And you came here in a spaceship?
You have pictures to prove it. I have been trying to recover the film.
Why?
To keep you in ignorance of the existence of the many worlds around you. We live in peace. You are warlike. We do not want you interfering in space. That would be disruptive. We would have to destroy your planet.
And your mission was to be a warning?
You have seen how easily I penetrated your high security base. One Zython immobilized Project Counterstrike.
You know what it is?
The underground silos hold atomic warheads.
Yes, it's a deterrent to an atomic attack.
Which would destroy your civilization. That is of no interest to us on Zython.
It must be. You stole information critical to our safety, manuals, diagrammatics. Why? Unless you want the capability of producing your own atomic weapons.
We already possess the knowledge. Within an hour, the ships from Zython could girdle the Earth with atomic explosions. That would also destroy us. My mission was to warn you. I failed because you have photographs.
I don't understand.
They are evidence of the existence of other life in the universe. Your ignorance is our safeguard. Have you no idea, no concern about what you have already done to the atmosphere? You have polluted it with the residue from your atomic explosions and tests.
Well, the incidence of radiation has been low.
The air is not yours alone. What you do on Earth affects life on other planets. On Zython, we have already been exposed to the after effects of particles released when an atom bomb is exploded. You have now endangered our lives.
That's hard for me to believe.
Accept it as a fact. You may be indifferent to life on other planets. We are not. If we cannot persuade you to use atomic power for peace, we will retaliate. And no one will be left on Earth to report it.
What do you expect me to do about these ravings of yours, Rotar?
You will report our conversation. We can destroy Earth in an hour. But there is an alternative plan. We will remove your ability to use atomic power.
No, I really don't believe you.
Must you be convinced?
Yes.
Everything we have said to each other has been heard on my spaceship. Now it will strike. Inspect your radar screen.
Major, the ship's over the underground installation.
Check the television monitor.
Zythons are being lowered to the ground.
They will easily overpower your guards and remove the bombs from the silos. Now, do you believe me, Major?
Get me General Hall at once.
And now the lights will go out on the base.
And don't let him get away.
Where's a candle or a flashlight, bro?
I'm here, Pa. Let's get out of here.
Follow me. Take me back to your farmhouse.
Hello. Hello, General Hall. The installation is being destroyed.
I thank you. You will not be harmed.
Lights or candles, Ralph. Come in, Rotar.
I have placed you in danger.
I believed everything you said.
Then perhaps there is still hope that mankind will comprehend and not invite his own destruction. I see through the window that my troops have accomplished their objective.
Are they hearing our conversation? I mean, you told the Major that...
Yes. No one will be harmed. We will carry away the atomic warheads and dismantle them. Will the leaders of your nations heed this warning?
I should hope so. But I don't know. It's going to take a while before they accept the truth of what's happened tonight. You've projected us into a new world, Rotar.
That was not my intention. Let the pictures be circulated. Your people on Earth must see them, and they must be told what happened to the underground installations. Then they will believe what I have said. I will leave you now. I wish you well.
I hope that's the end of it.
It won't be, Pa. Major Lewis won't let it go.
I don't care. We couldn't prevent Rotar from escaping.
But we helped him.
Or he would have blasted us. Remember that?
Oh, I don't think so. But I don't care. I'm glad he's gone. He made his point.
He sure did. Oh, this is the wildest night I ever experienced.
It was fantastic.
That's the right word for what happened.
I wonder if there'll be a report in the papers.
Oh, well, there'll be something. Power outage caused by the blizzard. Project Counterstrike put out of commission, that kind of stuff. Nothing about the spaceship or the little man from Zython. Panic stuff.
I sure hope we get a set of pictures.
I don't think you will, Ralph. They're top security. They'll go to Washington.
Well, then what? They've got to take this seriously, Pa.
They should. But I doubt it. They'll listen to the Major and thank him. Maybe he'll be reassigned. In 6 months, he won't believe what happened.
But it did.
Sure. But who's going to believe him?
Who indeed? Would you? Do you? Some of you, perhaps. But you're a very small number. Maybe you've seen the phenomenon of a spaceship. There's one couple that even claims to have had a ride in one. Most of us, however, smile at such stories, just as we take the Loch Ness Monster with a grain of salt. But what is under the oceans and what is out there in space still is a mystery. I'll be back shortly.
Reynolds Wrap. It's the wrap that makes summer more fun. Reynolds Wrap. Wraps up everything under the sun.
For barbecues, I use strong, heavy-duty Reynolds Wrap. I line the grill with it. Seems to make charcoal heat spread evenly. And it beats all for cooking potatoes and corn and for juicy grilled chicken. When you wrap in Reynolds Wrap, you zip through barbecue cooking. Easy.
Reynolds Wrap. Doing heavy-duty Reynolds Wrap.
At the store, they told me there's a powerful anti-itch drug I can buy without a doctor's prescription. Now, I use Bicozine Cream as directed. No more burning, embarrassing itching. No more scratching. Bicozine actually speeds healing. Bicozine Cream. What a relief.
Time to change your laxative. X-Lax pills gently stimulate your system's own natural rhythm. And that makes all the difference. X-Lax pills. For occasional use only as directed.
This is us. This is J.C. Penney.
And this is JCPenney's bra and girdle sale. With every bra and girdle in the store now at a fantastic 30% off. Every style, every color, every shape, every bra you could want. All at an unbelievable 30% off. But hurry, it's only for a limited time. And it's only at JCPenney.
This is JCPenney.
Help! Help!
It's hay fever.
And my pills are just antihistamine. Isn't there something better?
Don't give up. Arm yourself with ARM.
ARM, allergy relief medicine, gives you full antihistamine relief for itching, dripping, sneezing. Plus, extra decongestant for freer breathing, clearer sinuses.
Better relief.
Better relief. Arm yourself with ARM.
ARM.
For occasional use, only as directed.
Fantasy? Let's admit it with one reservation. No silos have been raided, and no atomic warheads have been stolen. The reservation is this. Is fiction, based on imagination which has been nourished by suspected facts, just fiction? Or does it contain some element of truth? Extraterrestrials? Look up on a clear night and wonder. Our cast included John Beale, Russell Horton, Christopher Tabori, and Ian Martin. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown. Radio Mystery Theater was sponsored in part by ARM, Allergy Relief Medicine, and Contact, the 12-hour cold capsule. This is E.G. Marshall inviting you to return to our Mystery Theater for another adventure in the macabre. Until next time, pleasant dreams.
Our sci-fi for this week. I hope you enjoyed it. Find more from the CBS Radio Mystery Theater at the website relicradio.com, alongside past episodes of this podcast, all the others, and everything else Relic Radio. Our Shoutcast stream is there as well, and our donate button if you'd like to help support this and all the shows. Your donations make all of this possible. My thanks, as always, to those who have. Thanks for joining me today. Talk to you again next week with another episode of Relic Radio Science Fiction.